So, another thing that I highly recommend is to stop eating food completely, okay? Any solid food. And just drink water, you do the Master Cleanse, drink juice or whatever. Do it for at least 36 hours so that you really are purifying your system. You'll see that your mind gets really clear when it's not always chomping on food, because your mind actually is also in your stomach. Like in the East, in China, they always believe that the mind is down here in your stomach. So there's a lot of information that you can tap into when your mind is clear, right? And there's no digestion happening. You're going to see that you become extremely aware and much more connected to the God source when you don't have any digestion going on. So, I recommend doing a vegetable juice fast or fruit juice fast or something where you're drinking water. You're just not eating food for at least a minimum of 36 hours. Okay, I did a 21-day juice fast, drinking just green juice. Okay, it was amazing. I was like as high as a kite and just flying around. Did it in the summer, so it was a little easier than if it was in the winter. But I lost a lot of weight that I didn't even, I didn't need. Okay, it just felt lighter emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally. And it really brought my life to a whole new level. So I highly recommend doing a fast, several times a year. Like some people do it once a month. Do it at least 3 or 4 times a year where you just stop eating food and you just clean out the system. Okay, it'll really help you to raise your vibration. All right, and you'll see that your ego is not necessarily going to be happy not eating food, but the soul is going to find this deeper happiness because you're going to replace that craving that you're so used to eating with more of a longing for this heart connection, something much higher. Okay? So when you let go of one thing, something else comes in its place. And so when you do a fast, there is this openness to the spiritual essence on a much deeper level than if you had some food in your body. Okay? So, the last habit is about sleeping and dreaming. Okay? So, the body needs sleep. If you don't sleep, I don't know how long it takes, but you'll go insane, right? You physically will go completely crazy if you deprive the body of sleep. So, make sure you go to bed early, get up early, so that you can jump on your life, right? We want to pounce on life. We don't want life to pounce on us, right? We want to be the ones who are co-creating this reality around us, okay? Because you already are, just that you want to do it consciously, right? So that you're taking initiative to create the life that you love and be empowered, be enlightened in your life. And this is your opportunity, okay? So what I recommend is that you go to bed before 10:30 and you rise around 7. And this is, play with this. It's just that when you go to bed the more hours before midnight, you actually get a deeper sleep. And so if you go to bed at, past midnight, you're going to find that you kind of wake up on the end of the sleep train and you're just sort of catching up the next day. And it'll drain your vibration if you don't get enough sleep, if you don't get a really deep sleep. Okay? So when you end the day, sometimes it's really good to just roll back the movie of the day and just review the whole thing. What happened from, this moment all the way to the beginning of the day, and then you can reverse it and fast forward it all the way to now. And you'll see that that really helps you to integrate the experiences throughout the day and so that you feel complete inside. And that way you're able to go deeper into your sleep and actually step into more of a lucid dreaming state, if you will. Okay? So just be thankful for your life. You can also do this when you go to bed, is just be thankful for your existence, for everyone in your life, and send them love. Send everybody in this world love. Just be thankful and acknowledge that this is a divine planet, your divine being, your magical being, and just go to bed with this sense of gratitude. It's one of the highest vibrations you can go to bed with. Okay? And so the last 4 minutes before you fall asleep, there's some amazing things you can do. Okay? You can hold the intention of how you want to wake up in the morning, right? Feeling rested, feeling alert and alive and jazzed and ready for your routine. This is great. If you really want to get into the manifesting vibration, you know, you end your day with, okay, I'm going to start the routine tomorrow morning and we're going to just jack it up even higher. And so that's a powerful thing to do, okay? The other thing you can do is you can set the intention to go into a lucid dreaming state, which is basically you're going to tell yourself that you're going to wake up inside of your dream and be conscious that you're dreaming. And when you're conscious that you're dreaming, you can do anything you want because there's no limitations in the dream world, right? And when you're consciously dreaming up life, you can, all your dreams are going to manifest during the night, all night long. Okay, so it's really exciting because you can fly, you can walk through walls, you can manifest as much money or as much beautiful relationships or whatever it is that your heart's desire. You go to other planets. The sky's the limit. There's no limit as to what you can imagine and do in your dreams. And the interesting thing about lucid dreaming is that you actually will do it just because there's a desire inside of you that you're going to just fall into this place of just instantly creating whatever you want. And then when you wake up in the morning, you know, tell yourself, I'm going to remember my dreams. I'm going to acknowledge and, you know, write them down if you want, because dreams are the gateway to the unconscious and they help you to understand what it is that you may not be processing on a deeper level. Okay, if there are dreams that maybe aren't lucid dreams or not conscious dreams, but they're unconscious. Okay, so the key is to bring up all the unconscious stuff into the conscious mind, so that we're bringing all the darkness into the light, so that you're being aware of everything that you're not aware of inside. And this brings you into your infinite potentiality, where your head, heart, and belly, all these chakras become aligned, and you become this awakened being that you truly are. Okay? So you can also fall asleep imagining yourself having more fun tomorrow morning than you've ever had in your life. You know, that more intimacy in your relationships, that you're just visualizing yourself having the greatest, most exquisite life you could ever imagine possible, and that you're going to manifest the most incredible opportunities, right? Because all your challenges are opportunities in disguise. So you want to just meet those challenges, say yes to all those challenges, and say thank you, thank you, thank you. You're going to bring them into an opportunity zone where you're going to be able to turn them into something really powerful and exciting your life. Okay? So take each moment as it comes, right? Try to stay in the moment. In fact, don't even try, just surrender to the moment, and you'll see that you can relax really deeply into your true essence, your true power. Okay? So if you have some trouble sleeping at night, there's a lot of different sleep exercises, meditations that you can do in the manifesting manual. This video is a very condensed short version of what is in the 8 Habits Manifesting Routine, the 90-day manifesting routine that's in the manifesting manual as well, in the Super Manifesting Package. So you can go like on this video and just follow this, or you can go deeper into details of more exercises, more techniques. There's more technology that you can learn in the manifesting manual. It's, you know, 250 plus pages, so there's a lot of content as far as what's going to bring your life into the next vibration. And just want you to educate yourself as to what are your opportunities, you know, what is the possibilities here, and to really get all the techniques under your belt so that you know, can really step into your highest potential self. And just want you to know that, you know, that you know, there's no wrong way to do life. There's no right way to do life. You know, the best way to really embrace life is to just embrace who you are and to just honor yourself for wherever you are at in your process, and just to let the love in. You know, let God love you and all the parts that you may think are unlovable about you, and just let that light come into your being. You know, do this every night before you go to bed so you wake up with this sense of self-love. And you'll find that the more that you can love yourself and accept yourself exactly as you are, with all of your flaws and all the problems and challenges, everything, that you're going to come into this deep state of peacefulness that is just going to be so incredible, so amazing, that your everyone around you is going to also fall into this deeply peaceful state as well, and you're really going to affect the whole planet, the whole community around you is going to emulate this same frequency. And so the routine, this whole manifesting routine, is there to deepen you in this place where, you know, you are grounded in it, you're rooted in it, and it's impacting everybody on an energetic vibrational level. Okay? So thank you so much for listening, for tuning in. I appreciate you more than you know. You're a beautiful being, you're a divine being, and I just want to acknowledge you for taking the time to tune in and listen. All right, thank you. Take care.